The machine at work ran out of Mountain Dew. Oh, wait, I'll say that.
All right, excellent. I'm waiting for you to do a thing, and then
are you recording?
I am recording.
Well, then let's kick the pig, damn it.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through the interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Mountain Dew. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, do the do. Check them out at MountainDew.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for an energizing limeade discount. Welcome to DIPLUS. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the Mountain Dew Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you? You know, that's ironic.
It is ironical. I'm not quite sure what is ironic.
But. Because the machine... in my break room,
yes,
was all sold out of Diet Mountain Dew this afternoon.
You went to knocking and there was none, there was nary a Dew to be had.
That is correct, sir. Wow. And that is an emergency when you are a tech professional.
Yes.
Tech professionals like the Mountain Dew.
I don't know if you know this or not. I don't like to talk about it, but, you know, I am a tech professional. I do not care for the Mountain Dew. I do not drink the Mountain Dew. Dear God. Someone. Yes. Hello. Someone is calling you.
I'm getting a call from someone. Hold on. I'm just going to answer
it. Yeah, go ahead. You just go ahead.
I'm going to answer it. Yes. Hello. Yeah. Bye.
Who was that?
That was Mark.
Oh, it was Mittens.
He doesn't know he was on the show.
Oh, what did he say? Oh, am I on the show?
No, he said, is the show on? I think is what he said.
Oh, Mittens was calling in and checking out. Well, hi, Mittens.
Anyway, so the machine was out of Diet Mountain Dew, and you are not the only tech professional in the world. I'm just saying a large proportion of them like Mountain Dew or Diet Mountain Dew.
I think the gist of it is, if I can use that iconoclastic word, is that tech professionals like caffeine. Yes, go ahead.
Gist. I'm going to tell you something really interesting.
Oh, dear God. Let's go into the etymology of gist.
No, let me tell you something. I'm reading an audiobook every week.
An audiobook a week?
I don't know if you can call that reading. Maybe 2 weeks. It depends on how long it takes me to get through it, how long it is.
Do you move your mouth while you're reading the audiobook?
They read it to me.
Okay.
But anyway, I was reading The Science of Booze.
The science. Of booze.
And you guys can look it up on Wikipedia or whatever, but I know the gist of this story, so I'm just going to give you the gist of it.
Yes.
Basically, back in the day when they would ferment stuff to make different alcohols, they wanted to save the yeast so that they didn't get they wanted it to taste the same, just like they do now.
Right.
So they would take the foam off the top.
The foam off the top of the yeast.
Of the fermenting liquid.
Of the fermenting liquid.
To save the... And it's called... Get this. It's called the gist.
Wow.
So they would get the gist. And that is where that term came from. They were trying to save the yeast, the particular strain of yeast that made their beverage.
I see.
No, it's true.
And so you
absolutely true.
So you catching the gist of this.
I'm savoring it so that we don't lose the flavor of the show.
Gotcha.
I'm putting the gist in a little container.
You are locking it away for safekeeping.
I am.
So that we do not ever lose that gist again. You know what, Adam? It is 10:14 on Tuesday evening, and that can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com, and we are joined by the sexiest and most awesome chat room in the entire universe. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room?
Ant, Dalgoda, Ed Chan, Carrie, Kratos, Q Sledge, A.T. Cruza, That Old Crone, Toppy Smelly, Good Humor Penguin, Kirani Umbra, and some Mib person.
Some Mib person. Excellent. Well, there you go. That's
Hi, chat room.
Hi, chat room. Hi, Adam. How are you this week?
I'm good. I asked you how you were. Did you catch it?
I am doing well. Thank you for asking. You know, actually, it's a bit hot up here.
Really?
We have the weirdest goddamn weather in Connecticut right now. I know we're two old queens talking about the weather, but it was nice and cold one of the days on the weekend, and then going into Monday, I just bought a new winter coat. Remember, that was a story last week. I went into New York and bought a new winter coat.
Oh, yeah.
So I got to wear it.
A pair of kitten britches.
Right. I got to wear it for one day, and now it's warm again. It's fucking hot here. It's like it was in almost 70 today. It was crazy. It's just crazy. Anyway, that's how my day was.
Coming up in sports.
Coming up on sports. Looks like, I can tell you this. I am keeping my eyeballs peeled here on the old election results here in Connecticut. I'll tell you right now. Of course, those of you listening to the podcast, this will matter none to you whatsoever. But I just want to tell you, with 29.10% of the precincts reporting, Governor Dan Malloy is ahead by just not many at all. We have a very tight governor's race here in Connecticut. I'm very worried that we're going to end up with a Republican governor, which would make me very sad.
I know nothing about local politics.
You're in Arkansas. You're in a very red state. It doesn't matter what you do. There's going to be a Republican.
I know that there is a candidate for governor that goes to my church.
Well, there you go.
If he wins, the governor of the state of Arkansas will be going to my church. Well, maybe not, but anyway. Let's look up Arkansas results.
Actually, you know what? If you really are concerned, I mean, not concerned, but if you really want to check this out, go to Google, any Google page, and just type in election results, space AK, right? Or AR. What do you guys? AK is Alaska.
It's AR.
Right, so AR. And it actually brings up a nice little tabbed thing that auto refreshes and stuff. It, you know, it's one of those instant answers from Google. So you can do this for any state. You can try it right now at home. Well, if it's tomorrow when you're listening to this, it won't work. But if you can try it, or actually it probably will work, but you can try it right now. Just type in election results and then your state abbreviation or your state name, and it will bring up a nice little, one of those instant boxes on the Google page that gives you the immediate answer to what you're looking for. But it auto-refreshes. You can just leave it there on your page, and it will auto-refresh for you.
Well, amazingly enough, the member of my church has 55% of the vote, which is, he's in the lead right now.
There you go. Is he a Republican? Of course he is. It's an
Arkansas. He's a Republican. Yeah, only 10% of the precincts are reporting. We can check back throughout the show, ladies and gentlemen.
That sounds exciting. I cannot believe how exciting this is. Oh, you know, I've always wanted to run. An election show. All right, let's listen to see who called in. Yes, hello.
Hi, guys. Arctic Cruzy here, the celebrity death zone. Dead at the age of zero to Z.
What? I can't believe that it died.
Yeah, damn you, RT Cruiser, with your crazy phone call again. Let's listen to that one more time here. It's like,
hi, guys. RT Cruiser here, the celebrity death phone.
You know, the thing that amazes me about that, the celebrity death phone, the thing that amazes me about that, apparently RT Cruiser is calling from L.A. I don't get that. I didn't know he was back in the States.
Yeah, maybe so. Well, you know.
So sorry. You know, whoever that was that you were talking about. No, you don't get that.
Then, you know, I think you could see Artie Cruiser in a few days.
I might. I might be seeing Artie Cruiser while I'm going to L.A. in a few days.
Near there, right?
I am. You know, it is. I don't know if I have any music. Let's see. Do I have any music for this? Let's see. How would I mash up those two things? This will be a on-the-fly production trick here. Let's see. Let's see. We'd have to do... Yeah, I don't know how I would do it. Let's see. Is this maybe this one? You know, I am heading out to L.A., out to Anaheim, actually, not L.A. I am going to BlizzCon, which is not this, but then I'm going to Disneyland after that. But it's a little mashup that we like to call BlizzneyCon. So we're actually going to be going to the Blizzard Convention at the Anaheim Convention Center on Friday and Saturday, and then going to Disneyland on Sunday and Monday, and of course Monday evening going to the Magic Castle. But it's the second biggest trip of the year, Adam. You know,
oh, yeah?
the most, you know, the biggest trip of the year is Pride 48. And you know how you get right before Pride 48 where you read everyone's Twitter accounts and they're all like, oh, I'm getting ready to leave to go to Pride 48. And, you know, and yes. people are taking pictures. That's what I got now. All my online gaming friends are all like, oh, I'm heading out to BlizzCon now, or I'm packing my bags to go to BlizzCon. And so in another few days, I'm going to see all my gaming friends out there in at BlizzCon. And it'll be great. I have never gone to a BlizzCon before. There are some people that I have played World of Warcraft with for 10 years, a decade of my life that I have spent playing this game with some of these people that I've never met in person. It's going to be great. I'm going to go out there and meet them. And
are you dressing up as your character?
I am. I'm going to be dressing up as Sylvanas Windrunner. I'm going to sing the Banshee song. It'll be great.
Don't you have a character that looks like a cow? Is that Sylvanas? You have a character.
I have a character that is a member of the Tauren race, which is a proud race, a very proud race that, although they may have horns, are not cows. They do not look like
cow.
They do not look like cows. They are not cows.
Your power is squirting milk on your opponent. You just squeeze your udders. I think that's you. You choose the dairy path.
Stop it.
Is what it's called.
You know, Adam, there are many things that you can joke about. You can joke about almost anything in my life. Almost anything in my life you can joke about, and I will not take offense. But you do not call a Tauren a cow. It is just not. It is very racist. It's a very racist thing to do.
So if you mix like a frost mage, you know, with like dairy power, do you get some kind of like, you know, I don't know. I can't think of a good punchline there, but some kind of ice cream power.
I went for the extended version so you would shut up and quit picking on the proud Tauren race. By the way, with 31.1% reporting, Tom Foley has eked into the lead in Connecticut. Very, very distressing.
Your mount is an ice cream truck. I'm done.
I'm sorry. Remind me again, Adam, exactly what was the highest level character that you achieved in World of Warcraft? Remind me again, what was that?
I don't know, like a 15?
Yeah, exactly.
No, I think I got a 40. I think I got a 40.
You got a 40.
What are they up to now, like 150? Anyway, so are you excited then?
You know,
Hi guys, Artie Cruzy here, ringing the celebrity death song. The fifth president of Zambia, Michael Sata, dead at the age of 77? I can't do math. Goodbye.
The fifth person to enter what?
I think he said the fifth president of Zambia. Or
sounds
Zombie
like he said
land.
The fifth person to enter Narnia or something.
Hi guys, Artie Cruzy here, ringing the celebrity death song. The fifth president of Zambia, yeah. Michael Sata.
Yeah, all right. The fifth president of Zambia. Now, you know, the litmus test for the celebrity death phone is that you could walk up to someone on the street and say, oh my God, I don't know.
Michael Chalufa.
Michael Chalufa just died.
Chalufia.
And they would go, oh, you know, or, you know, oh my God, Whitney Houston died. People would know who that was. If you go up and say, oh my God, Michael Chalupa died, they're just going to be like, yeah, Chalupa sounds great.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't think he's famous enough, but I'll just say Michael Chalufia was a Zambian politician who was the fifth president from 23rd of September 2011 until his death on 28th of October 2014.
Excellent.
So I guess he was the president when he died.
Right. Okay. Yeah, so I am very excited. Like I said, it's the second biggest trip of the year this year, so I'm very excited. I'm watching all the tweets of people packing their bags and going out there to see, and I'm just itching at a seat. Now, I have a miserable day of travel because this is a free flight for me, because my brother used some frequent flyer miles for me. So I am literally on a bus. I mean, it's Southwest, but it might as well be a bus because it stops at like every airport between here and Los Angeles. So I have to get up, and I have to go take a train out of here early on Thursday morning, and then a bus to the airport. And then I take that flying bus to Chicago, and then I switch planes, and then I take another plane, and we just land in Las Vegas. I don't
it
get
it. Sounds like back in the, you know, in the old West. So we have to.
I land in Vegas. I don't even get off the plane in Vegas. I just get to sit there on the ground in Vegas and let everyone else get off the plane. Let a whole bunch of new idiots get on the plane. And then we sit there forever. And then I fly to wherever SNA is. I think that's Ronald Reagan Airport somewhere.
So like back in the old West, you know, you're trying to get to from Louisiana after the Louisiana Purchase, you know, you're going to California, and you got to.
Is this another one of your audiobooks, like the Westward Ho?
Walk to the old banks of the Mississippi, or however you say it, Mississippi, get on a steamboat, go up, catch a train.
You're just. I think you did. You got like an audiobook of like Westward Ho, thinking that it had something to do with like the prostitution industry.
No, right now I'm listening to something, a biography about technologists, and I'm learning all about Ada, whoever she was, and who created the first electronical computers.
The electronical computers.
Yep.
Right, a couple of different people asking in the chat room what BlizzCon is. BlizzCon is a gaming convention for the video game producer Blizzard Entertainment. So the company's name is Blizzard Entertainment, and then the big convention that they do is called BlizzCon. So that's why. It's basically a World of Warcraft convention, basically. And also Hearthstone and StarCraft 2, any of their other games that they do. But there you go. Diablo 3. I sure hope I can eat at a restaurant while I'm out in L.A.,
but I didn't know if you had more to say about that or not. I don't want to cut you off.
Really, honestly, why don't you tell the fine folks in the chat room about the restaurant that you went to and ate while I run downstairs really quick and turn on that overhead fan because it is boiling up here.
I'm going to have to draw this out because I really need your reaction to this.
I will be right back. I'll be right back.
But I'm running now. I would just tell everyone that every week, like clockwork, Mark and I go to a different restaurant. We go to a different restaurant every week and we try it out. We're almost out of restaurant. Now, we've been doing this for, I would say, a good year and a half, 2 years. We've been doing this. And he just got back. I didn't talk about it very much, but he just got back about 2 weeks ago. So this weekend, we decided we were going to go do our restaurant of the week again. We were going to start back that tradition and do it.
But and so you headed off to Branson, Missouri.
No.
Oh.
We're running low in the area, but I saw on Yelp or TripAdvisor or something, I don't remember what it was, there was a new restaurant listed. I was like, woohoo, it's my week. Got a new restaurant in town. I'm going to go. We're going to go. Okay.
So you were excited. So the brand new restaurant, was it? What was the name of the restaurant?
So the name of the restaurant is Bella Italia.
Bella Italia. Now, don't say another word, Adam. I'm heading right now to Yelp.
Go to TripAdvisor.
I'm going to Yelp. What is it called? Bella. Let's see. Bella
Italia.
Italia.
Yeah.
Near Walmart.
Rogers, Arkansas.
That's Alaska. All right. We're near Rogers. All right. Looking now for Bella Italia near Rogers, Arkansas. There it is. Bella Italia. Italian seafood, absolutely no reviews.
Well, okay, so on TripAdvisor, this is where it gets a little precarious, because on TripAdvisor, there was one 4-star review, nothing else, and there were two photos, and they looked promising. There was a lovely caprese salad, and there was some ravioli.
A caprese salad?
Yeah.
I'm sure you mean a caprese salad, but sorry.
Caprese? However you say it. It's mozzarella and tomatoes.
It's disgusting.
Like balsamic vinegar. No. Anyway, so I was a little concerned because this restaurant is about 10 miles out in the country, away from anything else except a warehouse, like a Walmart warehouse. And the people that work at a warehouse are not necessarily the most refined individuals. And but, you know, I thought it's a new restaurant. We're going to try it. So we go out there and we walk in.
You could have eaten at Takira Vega.
We've already eaten there. So there's only one other group of people in the whole place.
Yes.
And the chef.
Oh dear God. Why are you using scare quotes around the chef?
The chef.
Yoo-hoo, it's me, Mario. Was it Mario?
Waiting tables.
Oh, he was waiting. Well, you know, he was.
And he was. So anyway, so we go in and we get the menu.
Right.
I look all over the place for Italian food mm-hmm. on the menu. The name of the restaurant is Bella Italia. Okay, mm-hmm. here is a sampling of what's on the menu. Fried catfish with hush puppies. Barbecue beef brisket mm-hmm. with coleslaw. Fried chicken. I don't know. It was like all this, you know, with fried okra and whatever.
In fairness, it could have been Italian fried chicken.
Chicken fried steak.
Now, you know, if you use Italian, no, honestly, let's make that. If you use like Italian breadcrumbs to bread that chicken, it could be Italian fried chicken. You can go with that.
So then he comes over to take our order and he had overheard me saying to Mark.
I'm sorry. Did you ever switch your microphone into studio mode?
I did.
Okay, good. I'm sorry. Go ahead, please. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt your story.
So he comes over and again, the chef, and he had heard me saying, this menu doesn't look like what I saw on TripAdvisor. It doesn't look Italian. And he says, oh, were you looking for different items on the menu? I just changed my menu the other day. He's like, the clientele out here... They just weren't going for my menu. And then he goes into, and he says, you know, I might still have some of the other stuff back in there that I can cook up for you.
Right, yeah.
We're the only people there. So he gives us the other menu, but he's listing off the things. He's like, well, when I changed my menu, I had to throw out a bunch of food. I threw out about $700 worth of ribeyes.
I threw out some ribeyes, and, you know. But you know, I could probably go scrape them off the top of the thing back there. They're probably not too.
So I'm like, okay, appetizer. Can you do the bruschetta? And he's like, well, I can probably do some bruschetta. Sure, I'll do some bruschetta.
Sure, let me just. Head back here behind this closed door and rummage through the garbage can. I'll get your bruschetta right out.
So he comes out. He finally comes out. Anyway, the bruschetta was fine. But this is what I have to say. So the food we ordered, it was a nightmare. Okay. We ordered this food.
Yes.
This is what will tip you off. Well, actually, no chef would ever. First of all, chef in air quotes. You ever watch Restaurant Impossible?
I have with Michael's
Robert Irvine.
Oh, Robert Irvine. Okay, yeah, he's the British dude.
The first thing he will say to them is, "Do not serve people frozen food that you just heated up. You need to use fresh ingredients." Okay, no kidding.
No kidding.
Everyone,
I'm not kidding.
This chef comes out and brings us our food.
Yes.
Nastiest food I think I've ever eaten. But he says to Mark, he says, "How'd you like the flounder?" Because Mark got the flounder. He said, yeah, I've never tasted it. I bought it the other day, and I put it on the menu. I just wanted to see if you liked it. He's never tasted it. What does he mean? He's never tasted it. And then we asked him about the lobster ravioli that was on the menu, and he said, you know, it partially thawed. And he said, I tried to save it. I tried to kind of mush it back together and refreeze it, and it just didn't work. This guy is telling us that he has this frozen, like, you know, restaurant supply special food in the back that he's... Anyway, it was horrible. The most horrible.
I think I can top or come close to topping that, but let's get to this one first. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone.
Yeah, right. You know what? Fine. You know, if Joe Batanz is just going to keep calling here and pretending like he's Artie Cruiser, then we're just going to stop. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, you're running the phone.
No, I'm just saying that, you know, it's like, clearly, listen to this. It's like the worst RT Cruiser impersonation I've ever heard.
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone.
Yeah, right.
I think my partner in crime at work for this one. Adam Bilk.
Who?
Clarinetist. That's clarinetist, Adam. Clarinetist. famous for Strangers on the Shore. First number one hit in the U.S. Uh-huh. By a British artist in the modern Billboard Hot 100 podcast. Dead. At, I don't know. Old. Bye.
It's like he's moved to a call center now. I can hear the people back behind him, like speaking in the call center there. All right, so clarinetist.
His name is Acker Bilk.
Acker Bilk.
Or Acker. I don't know. A-C-K-E-R.
Oh.
He was a jazz clarinetist.
Okay, and? Are we giving it to him or not?
I don't think so.
Sorry, Joe Batanz. You're going to have to do better than that. Carrie was pointing out in the chat room that there was a lot of awkward pauses here. So I'm just going to say this again because, you know, Maybe they have new people. Maybe you have new people listening. I don't know. We use, when we do the final edit for the show, we use a filter in Audacity that takes out long pauses automatically. So sometimes when we are tongue-tied or we're both staring at each other on the camera, like doing little signs to each other, like, you. We just have learned not to say anything because the filter will take out all those pauses and then you won't hear them in the final product. So I apologize if you didn't know that. So, yes. Anyway.
Although the people listening to the recording,
people listening to the recording will never hear the things. Yeah,
we apologize to the people listening to the recording for
pausing.
All the lack.
Like here, watch right now. We're going to pause for 30 seconds, just to torture the chat room. We're going to pause for 30 seconds. Look at that. You couldn't even tell really that it was 30 seconds, could you?
No, not at all.
It felt like an idiot.
It felt like it was no time at all.
This is what happened. I was. I don't know if you're aware of this little town that I work in called New Haven, and
this New Haven.
You said it wrong, by the way, but it's not important. But it's restaurant week. It's restaurant week in New Haven. I don't know if you knew that or not.
I do now.
So every restaurant in New Haven, well, not everyone, but most of the participating restaurants in New Haven have a priced, you know, a prefixed menu for lunch and for dinner. So like $18 lunch, you know, a 3-course lunch and a $24, like 3-course dinner. And they have, you know, anyway, so we were there at one the other day, one place that we'd eaten at many, many times, called the Cask Republic. So me and my lunch partner, Bill, and who, by the way, did the Daniel and Curtis theme song. But anyway, it doesn't matter. We were there eating and they had on the drink menu, they had a pumpkin cider.
Pumpkin cider,
which on the surface sounds like the most disgusting thing that you could ever possibly put into a glass. But I believe I even volunteered that. I said, that sounds like the most disgusting thing that you could ever possibly put in a glass. And the lady said, how about I bring you a sample and you can try? I almost spit the thing on Bill. It was so disgusting. It was the worst. It was like, just take a rotten pumpkin and smush it into a glass.
What you do is you take the rotten pumpkin and you let it ferment a little, and then you take the gist off of it.
You take the gist off the pumpkin, and you throw it into the thing there. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Pumpkin cider, Daniel. I hardly knew her.
Here's the thing, Adam, is I'm sorry that you had a bad restaurant experience. We actually had a really good restaurant experience. We went out to dinner with our friends Bill and Glenn here in Connecticut. They're actually friends of the Danburys. We met through the Danburys. But we went to a place down in Norwalk called The Spread.
Okay.
Are you laughing at that? It's called The Spread.
I don't know. We're talking about pumpkin cider and, right, yeah. You know, mm-hmm. and The Spread. It all mm-hmm. sounds very...
So we went there. We had a lovely meal at The Spread. By the way, if you're ever in Norwalk, Connecticut, go to The Spread. I highly suggest it. They actually like separate their dishes by plate size. So you can either treat it like a tapas restaurant and order a bunch of small plates in the share around the table, or medium plates to share around the table. Or if you just want your own entree, you can order the larger plates. And they have like different entrees in each one of those three classes that they do there. And they kind of cover food from all over, but it was very it was very good. Everything there was very good. But I had an apple cider there. So it was quite good. But
I don't know anything about apple cider, but I did hear about pumpkin cider, that it blocks the soft palate.
It blocks the soft palate.
That's what I heard.
It needs to, because it smells as bad as it tastes. The thing is that so we left from the Spread. And we left, and on the way home, there is one of the four, count them, one of the four gay bars in Connecticut was on the way home. It's called Trevi Lounge. It's down in Fairfield. So we pulled into the Trevi Lounge. I've never been there in my life. We pulled in there and went in and I ordered two beers. Now, this was the day after Halloween, so it was not crowded. You know, even though it was a Saturday night, I think everyone really had, pardon the expression, had shot their wad the night before. You know, had done the big Halloween party the night before. So it wasn't really busy on that Saturday night. There was, you know, probably maybe 20, 30 people there. And so we were there. We stopped. We had some beer. And we had a few more beers. And I think at one point the bartender bought us a round. And then, and then we got another round. I don't remember what we had. All I remember is when it was time to leave, Adam.
When it was time to leave the bar. Okay.
It was time to leave the bar, and I made the universal signing out motion with my hand to close out my tab. The bartender, who was very attractive, by the way, the bartender brought over our tab. It was, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
It was $18. Oh, I got to do it more Joe Batanz-like. It was $18?
Wow. So I think you're going to say that is a small amount of money.
That is the cheapest bar tab that I have had since I was like 26 years old. I was just like, I felt like, you know, just reaching into my pocket and pulling out like a $20 bill. Just like, I can buy this bar. I can own this entire right. bar. You peons with your cheap beer. I can own you. I can sell you and buy you with my mighty $20 bill. It was.
I've had a drink. I have shared a drink with you in New York.
Yes.
And which I believe that one was drink a couple was, of $100.
Yeah, that one drink was probably $20.
I don't think we got out of there for $18. I'll tell you that right now.
I was just shocked. I was shocked. And this is how long it's been since I've been to just like a regular, you know, just a regular bar with it had beer on tap. Honestly, we were drinking like, you know, Miller Lite on tap. I think it was Saturday night. I think they had it for like $1.75 or something. I don't know. It was just very cheap. I was just shocked. That's all. It's been a very long time since I've had such a small, and it was crazy.
They knew you were traumatized by the pumpkin cider.
No, the pumpkin cider happened. So. Pumpkin cider happened the next day.
Oh.
Actually, well, not the next day. It happened the next
You did
restaurant.
Them out of order.
I did. But yeah.
Well, so you'll be, wow, that was a really loud well that I said there.
Well, thank goodness we have a compressor.
All the richer when you go on your trip.
I will. You know, in Anaheim, I'll be like, yes, give me a beer. Wait, this is really expensive. Okay. We have a non RT Cruiser caller. Yes. Hello.
Oh, I'm calling the phone number. And there was a death, and it's so sad. Let me see.
Yes.
The former Boston mayor, Thomas Mernino.
Yes.
He was 71, died of a cancer battle. Dead. Gone. Winner? No?
Yes.
You guys are so hard to please.
No, I don't think that one wins. Either.
Really? The former Boston mayor?
Oh, come on. A mayor?
Come on. Yes, that's Kathy what? Bacon. Kathy Bacon absolutely deserves an entry into
please.
The contest there for you.
In fact,
Adam, I'm going to use my power of veto as a co-host of this show, and I'm giving her a second entry because you sassed her. So put her down twice.
I don't know what is
Put her
going
down
wrong.
Once for the entry and once for you sassing her.
I don't know what's going wrong with my Google spreadsheets, but
I don't know.
Like 10 minutes ago, there it is. Okay, who was that? That was
Kathy Bacon. By the way, with 37.95% of the precincts reporting, Republican Tom Foley is still ahead of Governor Dan Malloy in the exciting Connecticut.
Let's check on the old polling board over here. However,
of the precincts that have been reported, my county has not yet reported. So the New Haven County and the county that Danbury's in that I can't think of the name of it, the further New York adjacent counties have not turned in yet. So there is still hope. There is still hope.
For Arkansas Senate, Tom Cotton, the Republican candidate, is in the lead at the moment. By 56.65% with 18.24% of the people reporting of the, what's it called? Of the district.
Of the precinct, perhaps. You're trying to
precinct.
Yes.
We have for the House, we have Rick Crawford, who's also a Republican.
Yes.
He's winning by 65.72%.
All right, this is all very exciting. It's all very exciting, Adam. Just pick one race and follow it. I'm only picking one race. I'm not going to bore people with the two-day-old election results.
Governor.
All right, how fast is this last story of yours? Because we
the member of my church.
How fast is this last? You have the last story here. How fast is it?
That's a couple minutes.
All right, good. Go for it.
I know that I probably offend people on the show.
Really?
So why break the tradition now?
So why?
If you're a listener.
Why, Adam?
I mean nothing bad about you.
Oh, who are you going to offend? Are you going to offend
I don't.
Is it a racial
I don't know
thing?
If this is a listener. No, it's just someone on Facebook, and I don't know if she listens, and I won't call her out.
Is it Carrie? Because I think she's in the chat room.
But when people know that you work for, say, a retail establishment.
Yes. No, it'll just hypothetically, let's say Walmart.
Yeah. Like, you know, hypothetically, the largest retail establishment in the world.
Right.
And they have a problem with one specific store.
Yes.
In bumfuck, you know, wherever.
Yes.
I don't even know where they live, you know. And they message you on Facebook and ask you, could you talk to someone about this issue that they're having at this store?
Yes.
Really, that's about all I've got to say about it. I work in the headquarters in IT.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know anyone in the store in Crawfordsville, you know.
But we do have many, many members of the Pride 48 family that work for this hypothetically largest retailer in the world that actually do work in the stores, like Tracy. Tracy from Poke It With a Stick works in the at the Walmart. I think there's a couple other people that work at Walmart.
But I'll just say, if you're having a problem with someone, maybe talk to the manager at that store.
Right, you know what I forgot to do? We talked about That's this it. Earlier today. You know, Mike Lawson will be filling in for me this past week. And then we realized right before we started tonight that maybe Mike Lawson won't. Maybe Joe Batance was lying to us about Mike Lawson, because we've never actually heard from Mike Lawson.
Yeah. By myself.
So I just want to confirm that Mike Lawson will be co-hosting next week, and that you weren't just pulling our legs. Oh, if it could have been Match Game, I'd say pulling our blanks. There you go. I have sent off an urgent missive to Joe Batance. Let's see if he gets back to us during the show. We'll check back in on him later. But in the meantime, let's do this. Use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick, rewrite it, drag it, burn it, flip it, track it, drop it, zip and zip it, buy it. So, Adam.
I just want to say, Mike Lawson may not be able to co-host on DI Plus next week.
Why?
Because he may be taking his big blue blank.
His big blue blank. Ah, let's go to Fanny Flag for the block. Not for the block, but let's just like, yeah. No. Okay. So let's see. Adam. Yeah, I was going for the story here. So,
yes,
you know,
sir.
I did. During the recording of this show last week, I got my invitation for Google Inbox. I was very excited about it. I don't think I even said anything about it until after the show. Or maybe at the very tail end of the last show, I might have said something about it, but I got my invitation to Google Inbox. I absolutely, positively, 100% love it. I cannot say enough good things about it. Now then, a couple of days later, I got to invite three of my closest and dearest friends to participate, and I sent you an invitation. So now I want to know, Adam, how did you enjoy the Google Inbox?
Well, Daniel, let me tell you, I'm really, 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 I really want to love it. I want to.
You want to love it.
Because there's all this peer pressure, right? All the tech people, you know, all the podcasts I listen to, one of them wrote this long article.
Yeah, maybe you just don't understand it. So let's just explain to those of you who don't know, there is a new product that is in beta test by Google. It's called Inbox. And what it is exactly as you might suggest with a name like that, is that it is an improved version of your email inbox. Now, it is not a email program. It is not on its own a functioning email program. It runs on top of Gmail. You have to have a Gmail account in order for this to work. And it basically redefines the way that you interact with email. You see, email was built on the old postal mail system of you actually getting an envelope that was addressed to you, and that you would open the envelope and read the letter inside, and then you would be done with it because, you know, you read the letter, right? That's what you're done. But modern email, we're getting so many little things sent to us in email every day. Some of them are ads. Some of them are like for sales or whatever. Some of them are like letters, you know, like little things from somebody else saying, hey, will you send me that file later today? And sometimes we get them on our phone, and sometimes we get them at work, and we don't exactly deal with them right at the point in time that we need to deal with them because we're busy or we're not in a place that we can deal with that particular email. So the only options that we have to do with them are to try to star them, to remember to look at them later, or we can, you know, just mark them red and leave them right there in our email, right? The point is we don't have a lot of tools in order to deal with email the way that we actually use email. So what Inbox does is it gives you an entire series of tools for you to be able to get rid of the things that are just little reminders or little things that, you know, little bits of information to get those off, that you can always get back to them through a search and you can always get back to them when you need to. But it also gives you a way to pin things up to the top of your email box or to sleep things and say, like, you know, like, let's say you got an email that says, I need you to remember to, you know, pick up some pot roast when you leave work today. You can actually sleep that email until 4 o'clock tomorrow. and it will actually like come back up on your email box tomorrow right at 4 o'clock, right? And you'll be like, oh, here's the email. Oh, that's right. I'm supposed to do that tomorrow. I'm supposed to do that when I leave work today for whatever. So it's just a new way of dealing with email. It's amazing. I love it. My email box is completely clear now. It's like if I go to Gmail, which I never go to anymore, I just use the inbox interface. But if I go to the Gmail interface, my email box is completely empty. Everything has been archived. They have new search functions over in inbox that allow me to bring up threads and of conversations very easily based on any kind of a word that I might look for. Absolutely, positively love it. Adam, maybe you just didn't understand it. I'm sure that you loved it.
I don't hate it, but okay, I'll tell you. I have always been, I am there's a word for it, but
iconoclastic?
I'm a chronic email checker. I don't like to ever have unread email, like ever.
Yes.
Okay. So I never had that problem. I always, as soon as mail comes in, I am checking it and deleting it if I don't need it.
But what if it's something and that you can't do anything about until later? You had no way of doing anything with that.
I still mark it as read, and then I star it, or I remember, or whatever.
This gives
anyway.
You the ability to basically like say, okay, well, here, right there, snooze until. It's like it's one of the options. I can either pin it, I can be done with it, or I can snooze it until. I click that, and I can snooze it until tomorrow, next week, someday. I can actually pick a date and time to snooze it until, and then it goes away and then comes back into my email box when I can do something about it.
Okay. I think I don't need the complexity of this, because I think regular old email was working fine for me. And the second thing is, you can't tell as readily what is a new message and what is already read. Whereas, No, you can't, because I will tell you right now, in the regular Gmail app on the phone and on the web, the background and the text are different between read and unread mail. So the background is white when it's a new message, and the text is bold. And when you read it, the background goes to gray and the text is not bold. Whereas on the inbox, they bold the text, but the background stays the same, no matter whether it's
all
read
right,
or unread.
Fine. Whatever. You're wrong. But anyway. But fine. Have you gotten your invite yet?
Huh? No, I don't think so. I haven't seen anything. Does it come in an email?
No, you just click on the little plus sign, either on the phone or on the web interface, either one. Click on the little plus sign, and there will be a, before the reminder, there'll be another thing that says invite.
No, I don't.
Okay. If you do get an invite, because you'll get three invites. So at the point that happens, Carrie would like an invite to it.
All right. Well, Carrie, you need to send me an email so I have your email address.
Or I could just type right here in... Let's see. Carrie. This is Carrie. I know her last name. I'm going to go right here. Let's see. What is her? Yep. And she has a Yahoo account. What? Who uses Yahoo?
You have to have Gmail, don't you?
Wow. Why would you use Yahoo Mail? That's just wrong.
Anyway, I don't hate it. I just don't see what all the fuss is about. I don't
the
hate
fuss
it.
Well, because you don't have. I had 25,000 emails.
I have a lot of emails, but they've all been read.
Well, yes.
I tell you, I
just
immediately
don't want them.
Read okay. and respond to emails as soon as they come in. You take
Oh, I got your last
weeks.
Name wrong, Carrie. I'm sorry. I see you right there. Yes, you're dreaming. I have Carrie's email address here. I'm going to copy and paste it to you in the Google chat. Sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, so you sometimes
I
you
love
take
it.
Weeks.
I absolutely
sometimes
love it.
You don't respond to emails at all.
That's because
so
I was just buried under email.
You.
Yes, it will. It will absolutely help me. It will help me very much. There, I just posted her email there. So when you get an invite.
Okay, will do.
Send it to her.
Will do.
All right, great. All right, and she posted her address in the chat room. So, in less time than it took me to go and find it and everything like that. All right, and then the other thing I want to talk about, I don't even know if it's worth talking about because I don't have the thing. I saw the article earlier, but I don't really have it in front of me. They have these new Windows netbooks that they're trying to push now as a competitor to the Chromebook. And it's just, they're horrible. They're slow machines. They're running Windows 8.1 on them, which actually Windows 8.1 is a great operating system. It's just that these are really slow machines for that. And they have really anemic hard drives on them. And everything Windows-based requires a lot of hard drive space. So it doesn't, it's no way, shape, or form a match to the Chromebook, which I gave my mom a Chromebook for Christmas last year. She uses it every day. She's able to do everything that she was able to do before because everything that she was doing was all web-based anyway. And I never have to worry about walking her through like some kind of virus thing or some kind of weird thing like that. She opens up the lid, it's immediately on and working. It is a great device. I cannot say enough good things about the Chromebook. So if you are one of those people that just lives in a browser, you do Facebook, email, you know, you go to your banking websites or whatever. If most of what you do is inside the browser, you really should look at the Chromebooks. They're actually very nice little machines. They're very fast.
I know it sounds like what you should do is just get a Chromebook, get rid of all your other computers, and pull up Inbox on it, and then you'll have the perfect situation. Well, you should just take that Chromebook.
I am showing it to you right now. Yes, I'm showing you my new Chromebook that I actually talked about on the Catching Up program with Joe Patanz, because I used that story that I bought me a Chromebook. Yes, this is the Samsung 13.
Pull up Inbox on there.
This is the Absolutely what I use it for. You know, the other neat device that I got, this is not in the segment, but it's just the other neat device that I got recently was it's a battery pack, right? So to recharge your phones or whatever. It's got two USB plugs on it. So anything that you can plug in a USB, you can recharge them on it. But it is also a wireless router. So you can actually plug it in and it's a wireless. So it's a travel router, right? So you can take it to the hotel, plug in the Ethernet there, and then it's a wireless router for your room. But you can also charge two things at once while it's plugged into the wall, or when it has a battery on board that will then let you charge two things outside. It also works as a wireless router off the battery. So it's really nice.
But will it make soup in 6 minutes with no heating element?
Absolutely will not. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it. I can't go to the next segment real quick because we had a question in the chat room. Mags wants to know how much was my Chromebook. You can get a Chromebook starting at around $250. The one that I got was a bit more. The one that I got was $400 because it is a 1080p screen, and it has the 4 gigs of RAM on it. So it's a 13-inch with a 1080p screen and the 4 gigs of RAM. However, you can get a normal 720p screen, with 2 gigs of RAM for anywhere from around $249 to well under $300, so around in that area. And now we'll move on to the next. The news.
You know,
it just seems like we're dragging tonight. Why is that?
We're not. We're actually going fast. But, Halloween can be an expensive proposition for some people. And, Halloween just happened.
Wow. I'm so sorry, Adam. Let me just take this real quick.
The Aussie, one of the Car Talk brothers, better known as Click and Clack from NPR's Car Talk radio show. They also voiced two of the cars in the Pixar movies, Cars, Dead at 77. Bye.
I believe he was talking about the Car Talk host.
Or Clack.
I think he might have gotten that wrong. I don't think that they were Click and Clack. Yeah, they were. Okay. So Tom and Ray. Yeah, so it was Tom, one of the Car Talk people on NPR. I actually made a joke about Click and Clack at Pride 48 that only one person in the audience laughed at, and that was TJ. Thank you very much, TJ. So I'm going to go ahead and... Absolutely, an American radio personality. Hell yeah, we're going to give you that. All right, so go ahead, Adam. I'm so sorry. It was just Halloween.
Well, as you people know, it was just Halloween last week. And for some people, that can be an expensive proposition. An Arizona woman said she accidentally gave away her wedding ring.
Accidentally.
While handing out candy at her home on Halloween.
Some kid got a great Halloween.
I don't know how big it was, but maybe she mistook it for a blow pop. Is that what it's called? What are those rings called?
They're called candy rings or something.
Candy ring.
I don't know.
Okay. So
I haven't been to a rave ever. Maybe anyone has ever been to a rave would know what those are. I don't know.
Well, she said she stored her wedding ring in a candy jar while helping her daughters carve their pumpkins.
Of course she did, because why wouldn't you?
And she later dumped the jar into the bag of candy to be handed out.
Of course she would, because why wouldn't she?
She said, I actually had plastic rings in there, too, so it wouldn't have felt much different.
By the way, they're ring pops. Anyway, go ahead. Yes.
She's been married for 10 years, so she said the ring has more sentimental value than monetary value. Apparently, if the ring is the same weight as a little plastic ring that you're giving away, it didn't have much monetary value.
I'm just going to go out on a limb here and say that the ring was probably insured.
I don't know.
Because this sounds like, like a typical insurance scammy thing kind of here. Like, well, I was carving a pumpkin and I put my ring in the candy jar because, why wouldn't I put it in a candy jar? Course, it's Halloween and I dump the candy jar into the bag to give out to the little kids because why wouldn't I? And I must have accidentally given it out. By the way, it was insured. I would like my money now, please. Thank you.
Anyway, Don't do that, people. Okay, this next story is brought to you by RT Cruza.
Kratos is very upset about this news story, by the way.
He's very
upset about this woman who gave away her ring to a kid.
Anyway, so Tigger, the Disney cartoon character, has...
I'm going to call bullshit on this story. Go ahead and read it, but I'm calling bullshit on this story. Go ahead.
Okay, well, let me get to it. Tigger, the Disney cartoon character, was seen by a 3-year-old girl having, quote, full-blown sex in a baby changing room.
As opposed to having half-blown sex.
A man wearing the costume was seen having sexual intercourse with a naked woman in the toilets in the town of Dawlish in Devon, UK, reported Exeter Express and Echo. The disgusting act was posted by Marianne Saunders on the neighborhood police's Facebook page. She called the police to report the incident. She said that her daughter had taken her granddaughter to the toilet. There was a couple in the baby changing room having full-blown sex, she wrote on Facebook. They slammed the door in my granddaughter's face and caught her hand in the door, resulting in bruising to her fingers. This is a disgusting act, and in a baby changing
room. Full-blown sex is a disgusting act.
They were about 30-ish. The man had a Tigger outfit on. The woman was undressed. It's not very nice for a 3-year-old child, Daniel.
All right, I'm gonna call bullshit on this story because I saw this story. This was sent in by our listener RT Cruiser, who we never hear from ever. But he sent in this story, and so I actually read the story that he sent, which came from an Australian newspaper, and I wanted to see what the comments were on it. So I went down to see who had commented, and there was no comments on it. So then I went and found it on the Mirror, and there was no comments on it there. But they did reference the Facebook page in which this was posted. So I went and looked at the actual Facebook page where this incident was posted. And it was some woman who typed in that, you know, that it kind of what you said there, other than the fact that she uses the word Tigger twice in her complaint, but misspells it as Tiger once and maybe. Tigger. So it was like, it was Halloween. Was it a tiger costume? Or was it a Tigger costume? Because it's this little podunk town in some little podunk European town that they have this little Halloween party going on. And so it's not like, and every single newspaper that runs this story runs a full blown picture of Disney's Tigger, like someone either dressed up in a full blown Tigger outfit or, you know, like the actual drawn cartoon Tigger. And I guarantee you, he did not look like that. He was some fat dude in a really dirty tiger outfit. Some fervert in a really dirty tiger outfit.
A fervert? Wow.
Yes. Well, he was having sex in a fur costume. That's kind of what I'm just saying.
In exchange.
I find
for
it highly.
McNuggets.
I find it highly unlikely that he would.
Those piggies got a friend who's bouncy, flouncy, and trouncy. You know who he is, so let's go meet him.
Oh, glad to meet you. Name Tigger. T-I-double-G-R. That spells Tigger. The wonderful thing about Tigger is Tigger the wonderful thing. The tops are made of the rubber. The bottoms are made of the spring. The bouncy, trouncy, flouncy, pouncy, fun, 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 fun. But the most wonderful things about Tigger is I'm the only one.
I'm just saying, I don't think it was that. I don't think it was
You know, Daniel.
Yes.
Maybe she's just a racist who can't spell.
I just think that she misspelled the word tiger. And it's like in all the comments on Facebook, they alternated between saying Tigger and Tiger. And it was just kind of like, you know what? I'm sorry. I think it was just Tiger. I think this has all been, you know, I call bullshit on this whole thing. I really do. Some do.
Well, you know what?
What?
If you're eating.
You have another story?
Yeah, one more.
Okay.
If you're eating, you might want to put your food down for a bit. Just telling you.
Okay.
So this woman tweeted that she had been hearing a rustling noise, so went to the doctor's to check it out. Using a micro vacuum cleaner, the doctor removed a small live spider from her ear.
Yes.
The singer said that the little creature must have been inside a pair of old ear monitors she recently used to cancel sound during a flight. She added that she had no hassle from the spider being in her ear, apart from the shuffling noises that she heard from time to time.
I see.
She tweeted, "So I had a rustling in my ear for a week and went to the doctor to have it checked out this morning. This little fella is what they found."
A little spider.
Yeah, a little spider. I find that incredibly gross. Don't you ever, haven't you ever had that fear at night that you would like sleep with your mouth open and some spider?
I have never had that fear in my life.
That happens, you know.
I know it does. And you eat them and they're digested into your system. It's like, you know, there is, I don't want to freak you out here, Adam, but you know, there is a tolerable amount of rat feces that can be in your Mountain Dew. You do know that, right? That when you drink these Mountain Dews and these things, anything that you drink that's been packaged inside these large warehouses and everything, it is going to have bugs parts in it, is going to have rat feces in it, is going to have all it's just stuff that goes into your food. It's life. You have an entire immune system that is designed to fight that stuff off, because early man, back before he cooked things and sterilized things or whatever, you know, just used to eat things, and we're kind of evolved to handle that stuff.
Do you know what a roly-poly is?
I do, they are crunchy. And
when my uncle was probably 2 years old, he liked to stick things in his ear. So he took a bunch of roly-polies and stuck them in his ear.
Mm-hmm.
And they had to take him to the doctor they had to use some kind of melon ball or instrument to like scoop out the roly-polies out of his ears.
Look at that. Carlos in the chat room has posted the 11 totally disgusting things the FDA allows in your food.
I don't want to read it.
You can Google it if you'd like to. Anyway, for those of you who aren't in the chat room, you can just see that. You know what? I just wanted to circle back on this, because the chat room has made a few comments about the Tigger or Tiger. We're not sure. Could be either. I still think it's just a lady that can't spell. But they're talking about bestiality and the furries, and then the furries weird Cosmic G out, and also the puppy and the handler things weird him out. And Q Sledge said he tried blowing one, a Furby.
Yes.
I don't know why he would be blowing. Anyway, man, was he needy. Ultimately, he wanted to be treated like an actual dog, and I was out of there. I'm just going to say this, Adam.
What?
If you were going to have sex with a furry, your best bet would be to do it with a Tigger.
Why?
Because their tops are made out of rubber. It would be very safe. It would be very safe.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday. English and Spanish. Ready?
By the way, I heard Taylor Latte Boy screaming out, "Why Dora?" just now when we were doing that. Here's the thing. What? You know what? This Adam Burns, I wish you people could see the video here. This Adam Burns hates this song so much. He turns away from the camera when it plays. He rolls his eye, turns away from the camera. He just really hates this song.
My internet is not working.
See, the reason I know that Taylor yells out "Why Dora" is because the other day I was listening to why can't I think of the name? Pod is My Copilot. That's what I'm trying to say. I was listening to the Pod is My Copilot show, and they were talking about the three things that you can't do to gremlins, and they got the food and the after midnight thing, but they couldn't think of the third one. And I'm driving down the road screaming at the podcast, you know, on my radio. In my car, I'm like screaming, I'm going, "Sunlight, it's sunlight, god damn it, it's sunlight." And then I realize that, you know, they can't hear me, and then I think to myself, you know what, I have Taylor's cell phone number, I'll just text him. So I get out of the car, I'm heading into my office, I get out of the car, start walking up to my office, and I text Taylor, and all I do is I just send him a single word, "Sunlight." And then I get to my desk, and then I think to myself, he doesn't actually probably recognize my number or what I'm talking about, so I guess maybe I should clarify that. So I basically had to say, "Oh, by the way, this is Daniel, and I'm talking about the gremlins thing." So there you go.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go to contact and read that email and then come back to birthdays.
Oh, my God. Why are we coming back to birthdays?
Because
the birthday machine is broken.
The birthday machine cannot find the internet.
The birthday machine has lost the internet.
And I'm having to restart it. Or we can wait to restart it if you have a funny, limerick.
I don't
or something
have a,
like that you know, that you can tell.
I can go down and grab a Diet Coke, and we can just let the silence be eaten up by the algorithm if you'd like.
Sure. Chat room, you're going to notice a pause.
Please assist those next to you before... freeze. Please put the mask on yourself before assisting those next to you. Has it rebooted yet?
It's rebooted. We're checking now to see if I have internet. That's really strange. I hate this laptop sometimes. Okay, I think it's working. We will see.
Okay, this is Homer Simpson. Challenge Flanders, Lenny, and Flanders again to do the ice bucket challenge. Oh, why not?
Yeah.
Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Oh, that was cold.
Yeah.
Oh, but it was all worth it to raise awareness for ALS.
Were you hearing all that?
Yes.
Okay. So that was it.
Oh, hey, that was Homer Simpson. That was the voice of Dan Castellaneta.
It was. Damn it. Anyway.
I wasn't aware that was actually what you were trying to play. I thought you were just like testing your thing there. Yeah, so that was Dan Castellaneta. You know, you've used him before, and I said Dan Castellana. And I was rudely corrected by Antivir Charles. It is Dan Castellaneta.
Yeah, no, I set the link to go to a specific time code, and it didn't work because it just played, hey, this is Homer Simpson. So anyway, yeah. Dan Castellaneta, you know, and it's funny because, well, it's not really funny, but it's interesting because last week we had the voice of Bart Simpson.
Yes.
Who had a birthday.
That's right.
She, Nancy Cartwright, is 57. And guess what? Dan Castellaneta is also 57.
Oh, so my Homer, God.
Homer and Bart are the same age.
Yes. I've gotten an electronic missive from Joe Batance who says, it's real. I spoke to him about it last night. Have Adam contact him about the logistics.
Okay, will do.
Excellent.
So here's
for those of you who don't remember, I sent Joe Batance a message much earlier in the show asking him if Mike Lawson indeed was going to co-host next week. There you go. That's right. Okay. This sounds very movie-ish. Is it movie-ish?
It's not a movie.
It's not a movie. Sure is not. Also, this is a TV show?
It's a TV show.
Da, 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 da. It's like not the normal version of it, though, right?
No, I'm looking at the beginning of this TV show. It is the actual theme song.
Okay.
So I've got another one if you want me to play a different song.
Is it Michael Landon?
Where did that come from?
Because
are you looking at the chat room?
Someone in the chat room said Highway to Heaven, and you were going to play... I knew you were going to play Little House on the Prairie next, so I figured... Oh, I didn't know you were going to play Little House on the Prairie, but when you said you had another one, that was the first thing that came to my mind. Yeah, it was. It was Little House on the Prairies.
Why, yes, Daniel Brewer.
In fairness...
It is the birthday of dead celebrity Michael Landon. He would have been 78 years old.
You know, it's often forgotten that Michael Landon sort of, you know, sacrificed himself so that Bea Arthur could have that hair for the remainder of her life.
He died of some kind of cancer or something, didn't he?
He did.
I think he died of a spider in his ear.
He did. He had a spider in his ear that gave him cancer.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less than a nine.
So fine.
There is nothing that I love more than a good country song. I think you know that. Love that country music. Love all of it, all the time. This is Keith Urban. I don't know. I don't know who this is.
This is a television show.
Oh, it is. This is, damn it. I keep looking over the chat room. I'm sorry. I would have gotten it. It was Lee Majors. That was the Fall Guy. That was the theme to the Fall Guy.
It is the theme to the Fall Guy, but it's not Lee Majors.
Ah, okay. So it's the theme to the Fall Guy.
But I have one more.
Yes. I'm going to minimize the chat room.
I have one more here. Oh, that's a commercial. Give me a few seconds here while this commercial.
It has to do with Target.
I had all this stuff loaded up, and then my computer decided it couldn't find the internet.
Right.
Screw you, Lenovo.
Right.
Here we go.
This is the theme to Night Court.
It is the theme to Night Court,
which you play all the time.
I love this theme song.
So this is someone who is both in The Fall Guy and in Night Court. I'm going to go with Richard Mall.
It is not
really
Richard Mall.
I never really watched The Fall Guy.
I watched both of these shows.
So it's probably a woman. Is it the lady prosecutor that I can never remember her name?
It is the lady prosecutor who you can never remember her name.
What is the name of the lady prosecutor? His name I can't remember.
Well, her name on the show was Christine.
Christine. Okay.
Her name, the actress's name.
Yes.
Is Marquis Post.
Oh, Margie Post. Yes.
Marquis.
Well, she later, it's pronounced Margie, I believe, because she later went on and did CSI. She was on CSI for a while.
Anyway, she is 64 years old.
64 years young.
And I loved that show. It was her and John Larroquette.
Yes.
And Harry Anderson.
Yes, I know. And Richard Mall, that I've already seen.
And Richard Mall. Da 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 da. With stars.
Is the Honeymooners?
It is.
The Honeymooners with It's Jackie Gleason and
With stars.
Some lady that I don't know.
One of these days, Alice.
Right, that's Jackie Gleason. I said Jackie Gleason.
Yeah, it wasn't his. It's not his birthday.
Oh, it's the other one. He's the one that says that. Are you thinking, hey, Ralphie Boy? Is that one?
Ralphie Boy.
That's Karn, something Karns. What's his name? Carney. Art Carney? Is that his name?
Art Carney, yes.
Excellent.
Art Carney. I also used to watch The Honeymooners.
I never really watched The Honeymooners.
Now, I'll tell you, The Honeymooners was a little bit before my time.
It's before everyone's time.
But,
except for Toppy Smelly, who's already gone to bed because it's after his birthday. It's after his bedtime.
But the reruns, I used to watch the reruns of The Honeymooners. Anyway, I love that show. Okay, here's our last one.
The last birthday.
Other than Pride 48.
Yes. Look into my eyes. And you see. This is... is this Brian Adams?
It is.
Brian Adams, you know,
yes.
he is a Canadian.
He is a Canadian, yes. This is one of my favorite all-time songs. I sang this to my very first girlfriend.
Oh, dear God.
True enough, that is a little fact that you guys, my first girlfriend and I sang a duet of this.
A duet?
Yeah.
That is
in
amazing.
A local talent show.
That is amazing.
Yeah. So anyway, Brian Adams is 55 years old.
55 years young today.
And you know what, Daniel? Everything I do it for you.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And those are your celebrity birthdays, but I think we may have some Pride 48 birthdays. And they are just as much celebrities to us.
They are, if not more. Yeah, that is absolutely correct. I'm going right over now to the old Pride 48 homepage. I would like to say a very, very happy birthday to Haunt Cub, who is his birthday today, the day that we were recording. That would be Jay. We saw him this year at Pride 48. He is from the Lotzel podcast. They don't listen to us. Also, a very happy birthday to Roman, the Book of Roman. That would be Luke's husband, Roman, who was also at Pride 48 this year. That would be Luke from the Pride Collective Radio. Also, Mr. Mike 1972, Michael Perry, who helps us run the soundboard out there in Vegas every single year, and we love him for it. Happy birthday, Michael Perry, on the 7th. And I'll see, it feels like I'm missing one person. Feels like I'm missing...
I was going to ask if you
one person. It seems like maybe it's somebody that's like on right before us every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock right here on Pride 48. And I just can't think of their name. They tend to ramble a lot, though, in my defense for not being able to think about it. I'm going to say it's the Rambling Redheads. Tom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Ramble Redhead. Happy birthday to everyone. And if you would like your birthday to show up on Pride 48, head over to pride48.com. Make sure you sign up and do the thing. Uh-oh, someone lost the stream. Oh, so sorry. Hi, Dora. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Excellent. Apparently, we lost a stream because I lost you at some point, so that was probably a hiccup here on my internet. I apologize to everyone. I really fucking hate this internet over here. Anyway,
all this time, and it was your internet and not mine.
No, you. Well, we lost you earlier. But no, the thing is, I just wanted to say, I don't think people heard. You'll hear it in the recording, but those of you in the chat room who probably wouldn't be bothered to go back, I just want to say, I was saying that it was Ramble Redhead's birthday. I was just drawing that out to make it seem like I forgot. But yes, it was Ramble Redhead's birthday. Happy birthday to him. Anyway, there we go. So we here in the old contact segment. Let's see. Have I played all the deathing phone machine? I don't think I have. I mean, do we have any... things that might come in here.
Anyone want to call and tell us about a death?
Hi guys, Artie Kuzi here again, celebrity death phone. Klas Ingesson, Swedish footballer, born 1968. Goodbye.
No.
Poor RT Cruiser. He's just been working overtime tonight trying to call in here. And I think we have one final one here. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way. Yes, hello.
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the celebrity death phone again. Wayne Static, lead singer of the industrial rock metal band Static X, dead at 48. Guess they're a death metal band now. Bye.
I would be so inclined to give it to him if I actually thought for a single moment that he had ever listened to any of their songs.
I don't even know who that is. Well, maybe, but I'm just saying,
I don't peg RT Cruiser as being an industrial metal kind of listener. You know what I'm saying? But you know what? He's called in so many times tonight. We might as well just go ahead and put him down for one. So yes, please go ahead and put down the old.
Well, he got the last one that he called in for as well.
Yeah, but go ahead and put him down for this.
Click.
One. Yeah.
Or clack.
It's fine.
I don't know which one.
It's fine. It's fine. All right. So that were our voicemails. We do have an email though that then came trickling in here to the old email box. You know what? I could look at it here on the Trello, or I could go to the inbox, which has a really
well.
Nice,
we know how much you love that.
I do. I love the interface.
Did you?
I love
did
the
you pin
interface.
It?
I did. And you know the nice thing about it is that inbox just has a really nice interface. It's like when you read the email, it looks like a piece of paper, and it's nice and it's well spaced out, and it has a great font and everything. Turniped writes us and says, "Just some side info for ya. Tim Horton died many years ago, 1974, actually the year that I was born. He lost control in his car and was killed. So I did not know that Tim Horton was already dead." Sorry, you don't get the credit for that. No, Tim Horton, because I made a joke, I believe a passing comment that I made on the last show about, I thought you said Tim Horton, and then the Canadians should be really sad. Apparently, he's already dead. So any Canadian listening last week would have been like, oh, he's already dead. And then they send you, oh, that's right. Well, he just did there, just like that. And then he says, also, I wasn't clear about the extent you guys were talking about with regard to vitiligo. I've heard it both ways. I just wanted to point out that it doesn't just affect black people.
Oh.
I don't think we... Did you say that it only affects black people?
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I don't think... Well, maybe I did and I don't remember because he was the one listening to the show. Okay. But
yeah, well, he says it's just easier to see. A guy I dated years ago, blonde-haired and blue-eyed and a very fair skin, had vitiligo. And the areas that were affected were much lighter and in some places almost looked translucent.
So you could like see his organs.
I knew
stuff.
You were going to ask that. You're just like you're either going to go there or you want to ask if his penis was translucent.
No, I didn't think about that one.
Anyway, he says I have, however, not seen it affect firsthand anyone of Asian genetics other than those from the subcontinent. Now, you know, I'm an American and I don't know geography worth crap. So I don't know what we're talking about with the subcontinent. I'm assuming that he's talking about Asian subcontinent, which is like what, like right above Africa, that area.
No clue. The semi-continent, the subcontinent, the half I don't know. The subcontinent.
If only there was an internet working India. System. Let's see. Subcontinent. Let's see what Google says about the subcontinent here. It says the subcontinent is a large, relatively self-contained landmass forming a subdivision of a continent. Well, the Indian subcontinent region in Asia. Yeah, so he's talking about India.
Great.
Oh, I see.
Thank
India,
you for
India,
calling.
India kind of hangs down from Asia, kind of like a little uvula.
Oh, okay.
Like Sri Lanka. That would kind of make the area right below Bangladesh kind of like your tonsils or something that could be removed.
Okay.
I'm just saying if India were a uvula, which I believe is a song by famed jazz clarinetist that died I have no idea. Anyway, so that was our contact for the week. We got no voicemails. We just got that email from Turniped. Thank you very much, Turniped, for emailing us. We do appreciate it.
We love emails.
We do love them. We love
email
voicemails.
Email us at...
Well, I will say it in the end, but you can. You just contact it. dubiousintent.com is
The Boys.
The Boys are at All About Me podcast.
No, it's The Boys at cupodcast.com.
Oh, The Boys at cupodcast.com. Also, yeah. You can get us at Catching Up the Podcast. No, wait, what is it? It's All About Me podcast at gmail.com. Is that one of them?
Yeah.
Is it Dan All About Me at gmail.com also? Isn't that one of them?
Yeah.
You can
get us at
Ruined at Big
Mike Fatty. At the Big Blue Blank.com.
You can get I tried to take your big blue blank, but it was too big for my orifice at what some would call lies.com. You could also send us an email at ruined at Big Fatty.com. You could also send us an email at I've got nothing. I don't know. Something.
You know, I think the reason Mike is not going to join us.
Yes.
And he'll probably tell me this next week if he does indeed join us, is that he probably feels shunned by Daniel.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. Or any of the aforementioned 700 email addresses that I just gave out. Adam is just a really weird show tonight. Kind of funky energy going on here in the old studio. Who knows?
Oh, no, it was all right. It was that big I took earlier.
I love how you Skyped out right at the end of the show. Excellent. So I'm going to be gone next week. Stay tuned. I believe Mike Lawson is going to be here, or it could be a very bad RT Cruiser impersonator that could be here. Not really sure. I'm kind of going to bed. We're leaving the show on a bad note here. 51.6% of the reporting. Tom Foley is still ahead. Good night, Chet.
Good night, David.